Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Cold.
Yeah, I was sick as a dog yesterday. I went into New York, and I got sick as I got to New York. I had to cancel all my plans. I had to find some place to be sick, come home and be sick. So I walked out this morning, and I was just like getting a slap in the face.
It's crazy. This is the coldest weather of the year.
Well, here it's not, but it's we've had some five and 6 degree below 0 days, but still, you get slapped in the face with 8 degrees. Well, anyways, so what is up in sports?
A lot.
Well, let's go to it.
The Yankees have a bit of trouble on their hands.
What's that?
Couple of stories. Severino's got problems with his rotator cuff. They're downplaying it. They're saying he's going to be out for 2 weeks. He's going to miss opening day and blah, blah, blah. They said he has inflammation in his rotator cuff. That's the best case scenario. It's the way you listen to the Yankees brass talk, it sounds like it's going to be a little bit more than that. So pay attention to the Yankees right now. If they go out and sign another starter sometime this week, I would think Severino might miss the entire season. And as far as pitching injuries go, you would sooner have a Tommy John type of injury than a rotator cuff, because Tommy John is very fixable, and rotator cuff is a little bit more problematic.
If you were general manager of the Yankees, and I'm going to tell you what I'd do if I was general manager of the Yankees, I'd go out and get that extra pitcher now. I would. And
here's the thing with that. You're going to spend a lot of money to get an extra pitcher.
Yeah, but
how much money can you spend?
I don't know, but you're looking at a possible future. Put the guy on the shelf for a year. Let him rebuild the
table. You don't know the extent of the injury yet. That's the whole. Trust me. If he's out for the year, the Yankees are going to go sign one of the free agent pitchers that are still available.
And there's a couple of good ones still available.
Yeah, but you're not going to go and get one if he can pitch.
Okay.
So that's the whole thing. If that rotator cuff is shot, they'll get a pitcher. If not, they're going to rest him and try to get him back maybe sometime in April. But you got to pay attention to that. And another thing is Aaron Hicks. He missed his third game with a bad back, and a back is not another good injury. So two injuries to the Yankees of players that they're looking for a lot of production from this year is not a good way to hit the second week of spring training. And another move, which I don't understand, CC Sabathia is going to be moonlighting with ESPN. He's going to be doing a show or something, and I don't know how you can do that during the season, but, you know, God bless him. So a couple of injuries and a head scratcher with the Yankees. And being that we spoke a little bit about ESPN, the horror crew that they've had on Sunday Night Baseball.
I was just going to bring that up.
is now becoming an advisor for the Mets.
For the Mets.
Jessica Mendoza. What the heck are the Mets doing?
You know, Mike, who knows? If it works, it'll be amazing, and congratulations. But to me, it really looks like this guy's given all his friends jobs.
What a joke.
I know.
I had to go back on my TV and replay what I heard. I'm like, Jessica Mendoza is going to be an advisor for the Mets?
Yeah, I know.
In what, any capacity? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Well, anyways.
Well, just another head scratcher by the Mets. You learn to live that way with it. So, bad moves by the Mets. Last night, college basketball, a lot of big teams played last night. Carolina beat up Boston College pretty good. Kentucky got by last night against Mississippi. And Duke got extremely lucky against Wake Forest. One of the bottom dwellers of the ACC gave Duke all they can handle last night and was in an opportunity to win the game after a bad inbounds play by Duke. Immediately gave the ball back to Wake Forest with about 6 seconds left. And one of the players on Wake Forest got his own rebound and put it back up. And this ball rolled on probably every inch of the rim and didn't go in. So Duke was very, very lucky last night. If they go in, they lose 72-71. It didn't go in, they won 71-70. So without Williamson, Duke has seemed to become very, very human. And he's not going to play this Saturday against North Carolina in the last weekend of the regular season, but they're saying he'll be back for the ACC tournament. I say don't hold your breath. This kid has a lot of money coming down the road in a month, and you don't buy houses playing in an NCAA tournament. You buy houses by getting drafted in the NBA. And I still say he'll play very little, if at all, again for Duke this year.
All right, and the story we didn't mention, 3 out of his 4 years with the Giants, Landon Collins makes the Pro Bowl. The Giants released him. They didn't want to pay him $11 million or higher for a season.
There you go.
It's a decision.
I guess the Giants think they have somebody just as good as him to take his spot. We'll find out.
I'm a big, big Giant fan, a huge Giant fan. You really don't get any bigger of a Giant fan than me. And I'm extremely perplexed by this move. The Giants' defense had problems last year. It wasn't Landon Collins that had the problems. He's a leader. He's kept his mouth shut. I just think that unless they're going to spend that $11 million on something really important, and I mean really important, it's a foolish move.
You can't let somebody that's supposed to be an all-pro that fills a huge hole in part of your system walk out the door.
Yeah.
You have to make some kind of an accommodation to keep that guy. And the Giants didn't do it, and we'll see how that plays out this fall, because right now the Giants have a big, big hole right in the middle of their defense.
Yeah. Absolutely shocking news. Absolutely shocking news.
And talking about holes, Santa Anita has canceled racing until further notice.
Why?
The 21st horse in probably about a little more than a two-week span has broken down and died. It's very catastrophic what's going on out at Santa Anita. They closed the track for 2 days last week to try to get it back into shape. And here's the bad thing about it. The people that run Santa Anita are saying it's not the track surface. Well, guess what? It's not the horses. 21 horses don't break down because they're unsound. I mean, I've been following racing for a heck of a long time, and I've never seen anything like this. And by Santa Anita now closing down the track until further notice absolutely shows that it is the track surface that's in trouble. They've gotten a lot of amount of rain out in Santa Anita for this time of year for California, and maybe that has an effect on it. They're very tight-lipped about it, but you can guarantee that it's the track surface, and a lot of people are going to be very leery about running horses at Santa Anita for a while, even when they come back, and it's a big time of year for training of three-year-olds, and this is going to disrupt that. So it's going to be interesting to see how the big horses out west react to this thing and if they move horses to different venues or what. But a track of Santa Anita's stature to close like this is a big, big issue.
Wow. All I can say is there going to be any lawsuits from any horse owners?
It's really hard to prove that they broke down because of the track. So I wouldn't think so. But them closing it down is a big, big thing. So I really don't think you can sue because your horse broke down. So we'll see how that plays out. But they've already canceled, I think, for the weekend. So there's no racing at Santa Anita for the weekend, and that's huge.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Yes, sir.
Stay warm. Yep.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.